Bill Brasky is a son of a bitch. Do you fellas know Bill Brasky?
Hell yeah, I know Bill Brasky. He's a big fella. Goes about 6'4", 280. Loves the scotch.
He does. He's a hell of a salesman.
To Bill Brasky.
Bill Brasky.
Did you know Bill Brasky is the godfather of my son?
Bill Brasky?
He's a big fella.
Oh, yeah, he's a big fella. Goes about 6'7", 385.
Well, anyway, he shows up at the church in his golf pants, caked in mud. Well, old Bill Brasky pushes the priest aside and says, "I'll baptize that piece of calamari." Then he pours scotch all over my baby son and says, "There, you're baptized."
And your son's blind to this day.
Yeah, he makes brooms somewhere in Georgia, doesn't he?
I have no idea. To Bill Brasky.
Bill Brasky.
Did I ever tell you about the time Bill Brasky sold me into slavery?
Well, if you're talking about Bill Brasky, I believe it.
Oh, yeah. He puts me on a ship to Thailand, right? And I'm chained to a pipe. Meanwhile, old Brasky, he's back in the States, sharing three beautiful children with my wife.
I hate Bill Brasky, but I respect him.
Hey, easy, Hank, easy. To Bill Brasky.
Bill Brasky.
Did I ever tell you about the time Bill Brasky showed up at my daughter's wedding? You know my daughter. She's a beautiful girl.
I tell you, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, Brasky shows up, and you know he's a big fella.
Goes about 7, 8, 5:30.
Well, he's standing there, right between me and my daughter at the ceremony. He's got no right to be there, but he's drunk and he's Brasky. Well, long story short, the priest accidentally marries me and Brasky. off. We spend the weekend in the Poconos. He loves me like I've never been loved before.
Best damn salesman in the office.
Bill Brasky.
You know how Brasky served three tours in Nam?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm in Corpus Christi on business a month ago, and I had this 8-foot-tall Asian waiter, which made me a little curious, so I asked him his name, and sure enough, it's Ho Tran Brasky.
To William Robert Brasky.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you ever go camping with Brasky?
Many times.
I went camping with Brasky, his wife, and his daughter, Debbie.
Debbie Brasky?
Oh, yeah, Debbie. She's about 7 years old, goes about 3'5", 55 pounds. So I'm in the back of a pickup with Bill Brasky and a live deer. So Brasky grabs the deer by the antlers, looks at it, and says, "I'm Bill Brasky. Say it." Then he squeezes the deer in such a way that a sound comes out of its mouth. "Bill Brasky." I mean, it wasn't exactly it, but it was pretty good for a deer.
That's Bill Brasky.
Bill Brasky.
Once I saw him eat a whole live chicken.
His favorite movie is One-on-One with Robbie Benson.
Bill Brasky once gave me a videotape of him having sex with my wife. Most beautiful damn thing I ever saw.
I have the tape.
To Bill Brasky. A 10-foot-tall, toothed son of a bitch who could eat a hammer and take a shotgun blast standing. Bill Brasky!
Did someone say Bill Brasky?
Bill Brasky!
I was doing so good until the fucking modulator. I was so proud of myself.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's Saturday, and you know what that means.
It's not!
Still Friday. This seems like the longest week in a very long time, and that's saying something. This is horse time here on Podzilla.
It's horse time.
Here on Podzilla 1985. My name is Shannon Young. I'm going to host tonight. With me, we have none other than Double H, who I believe forgot certain lines in that skit and had to change them on the fly.
No, he just didn't want to say them.
Okay.
Because that threw me off.
Filters.
Yeah, everyone paused for a second.
If you just thrown it to me, I was just going to go, Bill Brasky.
Which is the sound a deer makes when it's trying to say Bill Brasky.
I mean, it wasn't exactly it, but it was pretty good for a deer.
We've got, once again this week, Ryan Casper with us.
I am back, Bill Brasky.
Bill Baxky. And making a grand return to Podzilla 1987 for the first time in, I believe, like 2 months, Dalton Anthony, the Big D.
Yeah, fuck you, Yeti. Build quality, but fuck yeah, Yeti's customer service.
This will be, Dalton, this, the irony here is this will be the first time that Mike Yetman has listened to the show in like a year, and then he'll be like, whoop, why? I just tuned in again.
And also special guest this week, you heard him in the opening, Mr. Bill Brasky.
Hello, everybody. Good to be here.
To Bill Brasky.
Can you tell us? That was a long skit, man.
Yeah,
can
what?
Can you tell us, seriously, America, look at Pete Davidson's lips with that?
America, seriously, look at Pete Davidson's lips.
That was the dumbest, best thing ever.
We'll put you on some spaghetti, you chocolatey bitch.
Okay.
Okay. I need it's that a, toy.
That was. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Where the fuck did you get that?
I had so to. Bad. So my, I had actually the same problem Dalton had with his mic. I had the same exact thing with mine. Billy also fixed mine, but
wait, hold on. That's a broken mic.
No. Hear me out.
No.
Hear me out. Billy couldn't fix mine exactly like he fixed Dalton's. He didn't have the parts, so all he did was kind of open it up and tinker with it. So I still had the problem, and it kind of got worse and worse over time. So I finally decided I was going to get my own another mic. Jesse let me know that the Best Buy in St. Louis had the Yeti X World of Warcraft Special Edition one, which I had wanted because, you know, I'm a big World of Warcraft fan. So I drove up to St. Louis on my own, and I ended up buying a couple weeks ago, and it has a built-in filter that you can use. All these voices that I'm doing are actually World of Warcraft voices. There's
the demon, which is, you know, everyone's favorite, but there's also
Blingtron, which I don't think people like Blingtron as much.
I think that's the voice of the thing Hunter just posted.
And it goes from there. Oh, I just thought that was Little Rosie O'Donnell.
Wait, oh.
It could be both things.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
How many of y'all got Yetis then?
Not me.
Just me and Dalton, I think.
I'm working on a... Yeah, I don't... I mean, unless Blue is a Yeti brand, and I don't think it is. I'm working on a Blue mic.
No,
Snowball. You have a Snowball.
Yeah.
You have a Blue.
Yeah, the Snowball, the Yeti, the Yeti Pro. Yep. I had a Yeti myself.
Oh, is it a mic? It's a Yeti, really? Oh, okay.
The only one that really doesn't count is the Nano.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one Maria wants, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
No, that's the one that Tanner uses.
Oh, Tanner. Little, small mic for Tanner.
I actually have two of them now because, and this is why I said fuck yeah Yeti's customer service, because I broke one. I called him because I wasn't 100% sure that Billy was going to be able to fix it, so I was like, you know, I could probably take a couple weeks off the podcast and just get it swapped out because I know there was warranty on it. So I go through the warranty process and they're like, all right, cool, we're sending you your replacement microphone out. And I was like, all right, sweet. When do you want me to send the broken one? And they were like, oh, don't worry about it. So I then had Billy fix my broken microphone. So now I have a refurb mic and a brand new mic. Because whenever they send you a replacement piece, it's just a brand... Like, it came in a Yeti box and everything, like, brand new.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that was pretty fucking tight.
Pretty fucking tight. Boy, I haven't heard something like that in a while. That's like when Hunter busted out the British Knights the other day.
The old BKs.
The BKs.
Shannon, who's that?
I don't like that.
Electric.
Who is that?
Is that Fat Albert?
No, that's Fatal Bert.
What the fuck? It looks like he's like a Street Fighter.
Yeah,
oh, it's Fatal Kaz.
What Kaz?
Kaz.
I
do. Do you guys know Ryan Casper?
I couldn't do the voice. Ryan,
are you talking
Casper.
About Ryan Casper? Yeah. I know Ryan Casper.
Well, let Butternut me buy
is a
you
master
a drink.
Of psychological. No, no, I don't want. I've got a drink. It's tequila.
Butternut is a master of psychological manipulation. Me and Butternut hang out. Butternut. Anyway,
Butternut.
So before we did the show tonight, and
you're fertilizer now.
This is going to be a different show than the past two shows. The past two shows have been semi-serious. I have a feeling this one's not going to be, so that's fine.
Semi-serious.
But
extremely serious.
I'll tell you what, something actually very serious, though, and I do want to mention this real quick before we get into the fun and everything.
something that happened today that was very upsetting and just a disgrace to America. And
That's chocolate.
Wow. Hang on. Apparently Dalton is hates America because he's laughing at this tragedy.
Hang on. No. I posted the wrong one. There
he posted a picture of a baker. It's a baker.
No.
And there it goes.
And a new level of shit. Cody has entered the chat. Hunter, you ruined my setup. You absolutely destroyed it.
No, he didn't. In total fairness, that was my fault.
It's what I do.
You demolished it.
That's what I do.
That was amazing.
The goal for me generally is if I can break myself because I broke somebody else so hard, then I've won. Tonight, I think I set a new record for 10 minutes. I managed it in 10 minutes.
Well,
the funny thing is you didn't put the fixed one in. It was just the love and affection one got me first.
That's the correct one. That's the other one was a mistake. I did not mean to put this. That's not what I mean.
Jesus Christ. Mm. Yeah.
You're making bakers look bad. I got much
respect
for
bakers. Only if you tell them, Kaz, they can't see this.
I know. I'm not telling nothing. I'm just saying bakers are cool because they make donuts.
Anyway, Shannon, what happened to America?
Hold on.
Lots of shit. America's fucked.
Right in the middle of the show, we'll hold on. We'll be back.
We'll
be right back.
I'm gonna post something so terrible.
Everybody put a serious face on.
I want to say it now. I immediately regret.
Hang on, before you do, ask me how the AT&T at the Auburn Alma Mall stole $685 from me.
Fucking AT&T.
I do want it to be known that I saved this under my computer as HXXXXXR made this, and we're gonna open it.
And it looks like it says Hexer.
I want to point out one quick thing.
Oh, it doesn't. It didn't work the way I wanted it to.
It did at first, and then it changed. Yeah.
That's lame.
So here's the thing I'm going to post in here, and I want to tell you that I'm going to delete it almost immediately. It's only going to be in there for a few seconds, and I instantly regret it. But here it is.
I'm waiting.
Man.
You could have left out the word stranger, and technically it's still correct.
Yeah, it's not wrong.
It fights it all.
Just deleting it anyway.
Oh, that's yeah, I know you're good. Cody's just in here disappointed in us.
I just hope Cody didn't see that one.
What would have been funnier is if you had posted the message and then my image had gotten in first. It was just that duck in a GameStop.
Do you guys know they rebooted Guess Who and I have to sue them now?
I hear ducks eat free at Subway. What's that, Dalton?
Yeah, they do. Because they only eat bread.
Go ahead.
Fine. That's not the bit. No, it's Mitch Hedberg. Mitch Hedberg did the bit. Oh, Trauma Mia, that's a spicy memory.
Well,
the show is over.
Guess Who used my likeness for their reboot, and I'm pretty pissed off about it.
What's up, Marky?
Who
that's
did?
Just me. Yeah, and it was only funny that it was Marky was the name of the person.
No, you said Guess Who. Who did it?
That poor dog's face.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Poor dog's face.
The other dog.
You want like
coming for him next. This is the reboot to Troll 2. They're eating him. Next, they're going to eat me. Hey,
I actually know somebody that did like the CGI work on that.
Why did you say it like G.I. Joe? What? Oh, my God.
Because that's how he says it. Have you never watched that scene?
Of course I've watched. Hunter, come
on,
man.
That's how he says it.
Oh, my God.
Why are you asking me stupid questions?
Because you went, oh, my God. Like G.I. Joe, but it's actually like, my God.
Look, my minor is in music. What do you want me to do, man? If I put audio to something, I'm going to start singing. There's just no way of getting around it.
I mean, Dalton's degree is in singing, and he can't sing.
Facts. Let me just help. Let me help out with that.
Facts.
Who the fuck is Thanks? Oh, that's Hunter.
What the fuck? He's been here the entire time. He's always been there, Trebek.
The Sinks.
The Sinks.
I'm still trying to.
Oh, you didn't watch that video either, did you? It's the. It's a TikTok. I'll send it
to
you.
Yeah, so for people listening out there, if you're still listening, yeah, we don't really talk to each other anymore. That's just truth.
Everybody's just talking in different directions.
We all just kind of go our own way.
Y'all got that new Ford Egg?
Shit, I'd pay $5.99 for that.
Bethesda would charge you $5.99 for it.
I would pay it.
That car got stung by a bee, and all y'all dudes can do is laugh.
The front of that the front of that bank looks like some of the buildings here. Like, looks like plywood.
So wait, Shannon, what actually series happened?
I lost a computer gaming mouse like 5 years ago, and I think this is it.
It grew sentient and larger.
It
mutated. What'd you say, Dalton?
He wants to know
what happened to America.
Yeah, I want to know what happened to America before Hunter broke me.
Oh, I had a bad Call of Duty game.
I was in that game. He was extremely upset.
Yeah, I went full Steven on this one. Oh, I've never been angrier. I almost traded the game in tonight. That was the worst fucking game I've ever been. There was a guy on their team who was sniping, and he killed me probably 14, 15 times by himself. I mean, there was once he shot me, and I respawned, I ran a different direction, and he was there again and shot me. He's like the fucking boogeyman haunting my fucking dreams. This guy had all my numbers. He called me and said, "You a bitch."
Did he message you after?
And so is your mama. Oh, please.
I watched that. That was horrible.
I felt so bad because I could tell I knew I was getting pissed. And I'm like, I should just quit the game now. And it was first game.
Are those custom action figures?
First game.
How much did you guys play?
They nasty.
Two games.
Oh, geez. So
We had the first game, which Shannon got really, really upset about, which was entertaining for me because in the last like 3 seconds, I went positive and he did not.
Did not.
And then the following game was about the time when we were like, all right, we're going to do this horse face thing.
Yes.
Horse face.
Tonight's episode is brought to you by Sarah Jessica Parker.
let's give a quick shout out then.
To Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
I tried to give a quick shout out last night to Zane Laney. I'm pretty sure I was the only one that clapped.
And then I listened to it earlier
and you were the only person.
Yeah, that makes me feel like if Zane Laney listened to that, he probably went, oh.
So here's the thing. I haven't listened in a while. I just haven't been listening to podcasts. And I listened to last night's episode because I wanted to hear what you said about the Capitol. And you did that, the shout out to Zane Laney. And I clapped. I was by myself. I still clapped. It's just instinctual at this point to me. So it's very upsetting that they didn't clap.
I was pretty pissed. I thought maybe my audio just hadn't picked it up. And I haven't gone back and listened to it because I don't want to know. Because then I'm going to be disappointed in people.
No, it was just you.
That's sad.
Syllables when you
really quick
said instinctive.
Really quick. Wait. What did I do?
Not you. Move on.
Let's give a quick shout out to. Hey guys, let's give a quick shout out to Zane Laney real quick. I think he deserves it.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening right now.
Just clap.
It's a bit
okay,
we do.
Okay. Cool. I'll clap. All right.
Yes. Okay. Very good.
I'll
that
do
went
the American
great.
Thing and just go along with it.
That went fantastic.
Pretty good here.
Not many people know that. Hold on. Let me get you real quick.
What? That looks horrible.
Let me see.
Not many people know that the clang is an amalgamation of nearly a dozen sounds, including an actual gavel, a jail door slamming, and the sound of 500 Japanese monks walking across a hardwood floor.
You're welcome.
That doesn't sound right, but I don't know enough about the sound of 500 Japanese monks walking across a hardwood floor to dispute it. So.
All right, so
I did find a picture of Dalton learning to love himself, though.
Oh. I feel like I got bait and switched here. This is not how the last show I joined went.
Gas came in and he just said to himself, "I do not belong here.
I do not belong here."
Is that how people look at you in California with that voice?
I love you, old man.
Bailin.
I don't belong here. Is that how you get looked at in California when you like start talking and they hear that voice?
Oh no! Oh, out here I am exotic.
Yeah, let's say.
Yeah,
I am like
Joe
looking
exotic.
At a freaky plant that shouldn't be here. Like, like people see me and then they're like, "Oh, that's a normal person," and then they say hi, and I'm like, "Hey, how's it going?" And they're like, "No, you shouldn't be here."
At any point,
your really. Exotic line deserved more credit.
It was pretty good.
Kaz, at any point, do you tell them about how some bitch out in Florida has got a lawsuit against you?
Have you ever been asked how many tigers you own in California? There's a lot of questions we have.
So, hold on. Wait, so this show is going to spiral into ask the southern-sounding fella that lives in California how other people perceive him.
I mean, fuck, it's more content than we usually have for horse time.
If that's a spiral, it's a spiral upward. It can't possibly get worse.
It can only get better.
At least that's adding some actual content.
That's a Tom Brady spiral, if it's anything.
to be fair, it does feel like being a zoo animal in a cage that I actually appreciate being in, because it protects me from the cage that I used to be in, which was called, well, I'm not going to say it, Midwest. And like,
Kaz, we all live here. You can say
I know y'all do. I moved 2,000 miles away like 10 years ago. So it is a fascinating thing to be like literally the only sounding one like this.
Oh, yes.
Because no one out here actually. Oh, what is that?
That is Ed the Chicken.
Hello.
Elmo is a glove.
Good day.
This edible ain't shit. That's because I'm not eating. Wait, hold on. So I just want to point of fact. I read something about an edible. I'm not doing that. It's a pipe, man.
No, you're definitely.
What
we
the
have nothing
fuck
about
are you talking about?
In the chat.
I'm talking about horse time. Y'all guys got random. I figured I would join in on that party and just try to randomize things.
Horse mouth.
Horse mouth, horse face.
No, Casper, we don't randomize things. We just try to make each other laugh. That was me and Hunter this week when we went back to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You good? No.
No.
No. Oh, no, Shannon. What I just came across as I'm looking for memes is, and I'm not listening to the audio, but I should. I'll give you one guess. It's a blast from our relatively recent past. Think back around, I'm going to say around October or so.
It's a meme?
What video were we obsessed with around that time?
Shit. Yeah, I mean, that was like 5 million memes ago.
That's true.
Give me a
hint.
Have
you ever tried to remember what meme you were enjoying 3 months ago?
Oh, no. Fuck, yes. That's the Jonathan Frakes edition.
Factor Fish, yeah, Jonathan Frakes. It's the it's labeled as me trying to keep a conversation from dying. What's the right tip?
I need you guys to guess this wrestler. Ah, dang it. My phone's
messing
up.
It's also equally captioned as children while their parents are trying to work from home.
I mean, my heart says that's Pac, but is that Pac?
That's Pac.
Okay.
That's Pac. Yeah.
But you can only figure it out if you look at the gear. No, 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 Pac.
Just
Pac.
I can only figure out.
No, I figured it out looking at the head.
Really?
See, for me, it was the chest. It was the little tight body. Little fuckable body.
Fuckable
piece of meat.
I'll tell you what gave away. Not so much the face, but it's that little ear poking through the hair.
Okay, fair enough. I thought it was a Game of Thrones figure at first. AEW tried passing that shit off as an action figure.
I mean, I think they succeeded.
I think legally that is an action figure.
Yeah. It's an action figure, yeah.
Now, I know I'm the only AEW fan in here, but this one's pretty great. Give me a second. This one's also good. This is from their third wave of figures.
Balin. Oh, Balin. I loved you, old man. I loved you, but I couldn't protect you. Oh, Balin.
Thank you. All right, that's Mayim Bianchi from Blossom.
Oh my god, it is!
I don't know their fucking name.
Wait.
Maybe. Baby, what's her name? Baby Milk?
I don't know.
Wouldn't that be took milk, off. Baby? He started the prop plane and took off.
Baby Milk got me.
Baby Milk.
I'm sorry. Are you holding up Cass?
Champion, man.
Baby Milk is the number one drink of the lead singer of Lost Prophets.
Oh no! That's what he liked. That's not what his name was.
Oh god damn! That's a rough show, Kaz.
That was Shannon's fault. I just had to correct him. That's on him.
That was so bad it went back in time, and somebody heard it and looked like this.
Wait.
I wish I knew someone that could make a custom action figure of that guy.
Hey, wait! Isn't that like Shrek 1 on DVD? The greatest name
on DVD
on Xbox history.
Oh,
man. And we've had some good ones. If there's anything that we love more than actually playing Xbox, it's just reading the names in the games.
Hey, Tickle Bitties.
I will say something that's fascinating is Make-A-Wish Kid has come up many times.
Well, the good thing about the Make-A-Wish Kid name is that it keeps being freed up, so someone new gets it.
It's like Florida Man.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Oh,
like,
I'm not proud of this episode.
I've even seen it in Reddit fucking columns. Like, I'm looking at like Call of Duty. What do you guys share today? Reddit column. And I'm looking at it in the picture. It is a kill count for that same character.
Dalton, I got to get to that figure in a second. We got to talk about that. I just want to point out that on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, I was so proud of myself, and I was telling people, yeah, I feel like I've really gotten back to mainstream journalism with some of the stuff I've talked about this week. I'm very proud of myself. And then this show just ruined everything.
I was listening to that show going, yeah. I offered you an out earlier. You said something about getting on. I was like, or we could just play Call of Duty.
Well, and then,
like,
But then me and Kaz jumped on Call of Duty. I was waiting for you. I literally was. I was like, okay, well.
I told you it would be after the show. The only time I would get on would be after the show.
But then you said we could do it instead of the show. So I thought if I didn't say anything, you would just show up on Call of Duty. And,
because I said something, and you went, but the horses, and I was like, all right, well, I can hear the lip trembling. I should get on there, I guess.
Well, because I also thought this was going to go differently.
Yeah, I can.
Well, I knew exactly how this was going to go.
This is that moment as always, Hunter. I trusted you. Why?
I didn't trust anybody. I knew this shit was gonna fall apart, but.
You say that, but every week, highly, highly listened to, highly requested.
Yeah. Is it
kids, true? Kids love squalor, and after this week, I think you just need to laugh. And yes, we're the ones doing all the laughing because they can't see half the shit that we're posting. But they
tell me you've never listened to something where people are just constantly laughing, and then you start to do it.
Oh yeah, it's infectious. Yeah. I've been
That's
told.
The idea.
Oh, I've had
this
shows.
Is this That's is people absolutely. Listening to the show, but it gets better.
If they're still listening, that's the thing. Like they're waiting on like the big finale, kind of like waiting on Trump's taxes. It'll come.
It's never coming.
In two weeks,
I have an important question for everyone. There it is.
Dalton,
the listeners, I need to know why crabs and lobsters are the same thing, except one is folded hot dog style and the other is folded hamburger style.
What I need to know, Dalton, is why does that Orange Cassidy figure look like a male porn star 7 months after his AIDS diagnosis?
I think it was a poor head scan.
Did you say
that's
no?
the excuse.
Did you just
I
say
had a,
no?
I had a better answer and then I decided to go against it. I'm gonna stop.
He's seen some stuff, man.
He has, and he slept with most of it. That's how he got the AIDS.
The issue with the AEW figures.
I'm just gonna bail out now.
Man, how far into this are we now?
What's that, Dom?
28 minutes.
Yeah, we're at 28 minutes. We're good.
Shannon, did you hear that knock? Did you hear that knock at your door?
No.
Somebody's please. Not supposed to be there.
Dalton, please.
No, I'm Save good. Us. I like hearing you be uncomfortable just as much.
I'm always uncomfortable.
Yeah. You know who else is uncomfortable? That Orange Cassidy figure.
Yeah,
he's wearing rubber pants.
Because you can't imagine the things that secretes from his penis.
Oh. Or is
Man,
it?
Hold on. I'm time out. I'm getting some more tequila.
Oh. And you're upset about
you
how the show is
you
going.
You don't need it.
I feel like I need to go make some more coffee.
We got you.
Yeah, coffee, tequila. It all goes together. Well.
Or is it? Or does it? Is this
so wait,
true?
Is Casper gone for right now?
No,
I'm here.
Because I was going to do this to Casper.
I actually found a...
God damn it, I got
Shannon's,
beamed. Oh,
Shannon's
Casper got
journalistic
beamed.
Journalistic integrity.
Right. What the fuck?
That can be implied in so many ways.
Not the way I wish it was.
It's electric.
Yeah, okay.
The longer it goes... The more it looks like this.
You just stare at it.
And eventually, the teeth really start to show.
Wow.
Oh.
What?
It's got those Roman Reign teeth.
Well, alright, I'm out of here, guys.
It's turned into a comic book. Hold up.
Just gonna go ahead and fail. Oh, you guys can finish the show without
me.
Just
it's been up. Half an hour, right?
Yeah, we got 30 minutes.
God help these people.
Well, okay, so no, I don't even want to try to sound professional. The problem is that like I don't want to talk about anything serious because there's only one serious thing to talk about, and you can't do that after the last 30 minutes. Yeah, you cannot.
Everything is talking about that.
Cannot.
No, you can always Thursday. You can go serious and then go light. We can't do what we're doing right now and then be like, so the Capitol. Like, no, that's not how that works.
That would have been like us continuing.
Shit went down.
Why did you say it like you were my conscience as Jamie Foxx?
The
Capitol.
The Capitol. Capitol.
I'm your conscience.
Hunter, that is one of the best videos of all time.
Hunter, please tell me you have.
Do you have Square Penix?
Oh, please. My God, I was literally looking at this same meme.
Please tell me you've got like a list or something, some questions that we can answer. Roast me. Ask me about my personal life.
How many of us here did not, let's see. Well, everybody except for you didn't do the list from last night, so we can do that if you want to.
I barely did the list from last night.
You know what's funny about that is you, so I'm listening to the show. You were supposed to do five things that you were going to try to achieve this year.
Yeah.
You did the first two. Then the third one, you did three things, and then the last two, you were like, I don't really have anything, and I'm like, you had five things. Split that third thing into three things, and you're good.
But I put those three into the same one to save time.
Right, but if you had split them up, then that wouldn't have been a problem. Instead, you had to do the Conan bit, and then the last time, you were literally like, oh, I don't know, I don't have anything.
The Conan bit was great, though.
I mean, it was, except for Jesse was the only one who got it, and he didn't acknowledge it. He said, I feel like Jesse got that, and he said nothing, and you just moved on.
Because, all right, let's be honest, Jesse's probably never seen Conan. I really have lost faith in the people on this show when it comes to films. I'm pretty sure it's just like me and Hunter at this point.
I knew exactly what you were talking about, but at the same time, you didn't follow up on it either. You were just like, that's just it. And I was like, what? Oh, okay.
Oh, because I didn't have anything beyond the joke. There was nothing to back it up with. I made the punchline, and then I was good.
Lindsay didn't get it, and Jesse didn't want to admit that he didn't get it.
Lindsay never gets anything. I think that pig was actually in the Jackson Crowley intro video.
This is one of my favorite works of Hunter.
Hunter!
No, I didn't make that. That's true.
Yeah, and he did, and it broke me. I was at work on my break.
My favorite thing about it is the mustache.
Yeah, it's so good.
I took that person.
Shannon, have you seen The Last Dance?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
It's pretty good. It's Julia Stiles. She learns to dance hip-hop.
No.
You are a piece of shit. That's not what that is. I mean, it is, but it's not the right one.
It is.
I used to call Julia Stiles Baraka.
Why?
Because of her teeth.
Yeah.
Got the arm. But I was back. Also, but I'll be honest, I was also kind of an asshole. There's a lot of jokes I made that I regret, which is strange because now I regret all
new
kinds
of jokes.
Yeah,
like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But this was Shannon's sense of humor 10 years ago.
Oh, boy. Oh, here we go.
It's downloading. It's
if you're
going to
say something, you got to have it ready.
You had that like on the ready, didn't you?
I know, I'm just going through my phone right now, and I saw that, and Shannon set me up for it.
That is big and nasty.
I need you guys to know what my favorite part of this is. Let me just cue it up here, and it's
Cody. Go.
Hey, it's Cody.
Yeah, every time I see a new full photo, that's what I notice. Cody liked it.
Who was the first to like it?
No, that was me.
No, it was Dalton.
No, it was you.
Why did Patterson and Sarge do the fusion dance from DBZ?
Wait a minute. I got it.
The best part about this is that Cody's actually watching this completely out of context.
He is. Yeah, he doesn't know what we're saying. He's just seeing the memes.
He's probably the most common listener to this show, so he gets it. Plus, he's around us all the time.
Right, but I just want to note like the weird fucking double layer here. Cody's watching the show in a completely different context than the crowd is listening.
Yeah, he's not on the show. He's just on Discord.
Right.
Yeah, so he's actually seeing the other side of the fucking phone call right now.
So what we need to do is
Shannon, did you know that they finally leaked the tapes from when you got fired from GameStop?
Oh, fuck.
I found the picture.
Oh, fuck GameStop. They're dying.
It's really
so
bad.
Hard.
Have you been in the store, the cape store recently?
Yeah, it's bad. It's real
empty.
Bad.
We asked the worker and she was like,
Hey man, I see you posted some pictures.
Shit.
Yeah.
Shannon, what's up,
cheese
cool stepper?
Defeat you.
pleased to meet you, Dalton.
God, I hate you. I hate you so much.
I remember when someone said I'd made that joke and they were like, oh, he has a foot fetish? Yes. Yes.
That's why he wanted you to wear sandals at work, homie.
Is this true?
Oh, man. No, that's not true.
Good day. What were we just? Oh yeah, GameStop. So they're closing. They're closing another 1,000 stores. And
are they really?
Man. They yeah. This year. This I think this year.
Good.
I don't think GameStop's going to go out of business this year, but I think next year they definitely will. I really think.
Well, I have a bunch of figures that need to come in, so just don't close the Cape store.
Well, don't yet. Oh, Krugs. The Krugs are back.
Lindsay has those, right?
Yes.
Shit, that is stylish.
That's California style right there.
Yeah, because that, yeah, that work in a desert and a mountain. And whatever the else.
Fucking get you a shoe that can do both, is what I'm hearing.
Versatile. It's like shampoo and conditioner and soap.
Okay. I'm going to...
Fuck.
I'm gonna drop this in, but like you said earlier, it's going away.
It's going away.
This is a limited time one. You ready?
All right. And we can't say what it is out loud. That's the rule.
There you go. And it's gone.
I'm pretty sure. Isn't that also what they say to Derek King in the locker room?
Oh no!
Oh fuck! Can I take that one away? Can I please delete that one? Okay. No, but
you better write down the time.
Dalton, they don't know what it said. As far as the crowd knows, it said, hey, can you please help me learn about wrestling?
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it was. And that's why we were also shocked that Hunter didn't want that to be known. It's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, changing the subject.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
So.
this would be my face if anybody saw
Oh, I needed this for my soul.
It looks like a land blobfish.
I haven't been on a show in over a month. I needed this.
It looks like...
To be fair, this is my second show in like 4 years. So, like, third, I have no idea this. What to expect.
Third!
Is that a cake?
Or do bread? The story, Herb.
Eat it.
It looks edible.
It's a roll. That's a man.
It's a rabbit dog.
Okay.
What are they?
Wait,
this seems pretty good.
Is Lust Control on there?
No, Angel, the Reading Rainbow theme song, which I highly disagree with. God Bless the USA.
Well, first you gotta tell them what the songs go to.
Oh, these are
the worst songs
fans.
They have sex to.
Oh no.
She'll Be Coming Around the Mountain.
I gotta give them the Christmas Shoes. That's pretty bad.
Why'd this turn into David Letterman just now?
Oh, I wish.
We're about to do top 10 list.
Also, top 10. You're telling me the Law and Order theme isn't a good one to knock it out to?
Dung, dung,
well, yeah,
dung.
You can't do it when there's 500 Japanese monks walking across the floor.
Well, I mean, you can't.
I like the one you've got. Know? I think I like You've Got a Friend in Me. Because that didn't happen to me, but when my ex-girlfriend went and visited Chad that one day, she called me and told me that it was accurate because he was having sex with her.
If Mr. Worldwide was a dog, which one do you think he would be?
Probably a Chihuahua. Wait, no.
By the way, today I learned that there are other variations of this, and they're not quite as hilarious because it's not Mr. Worldwide, but there's other ones.
All right, so I looked up something. I'm not going to tell you what it was because I don't want people to know what I look up. But apparently there was a fashion show that they had to apologize for. I don't know when this was. Let me show you some of the pictures.
They should apologize for all of them.
Well, let me show you some pictures of how all the models were dressed up.
Okay.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Hold on. So I
just
that's
pretty
point
solid.
Out, oh, no. I like how you said to the
I
crowd,
think that was
like,
a fan of
showing
CCW.
Us to
oh, no. The customs came to life.
Wow. God. Oh, it's killing me inside.
This is a... I can't say it because they might find out.
We still got 20 minutes, guys.
Why? 20 minutes on the podcast. Why? All right,
I
I'm
do
looking.
Not regret this. I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, no, I don't. Well, there's maybe. Oh, maybe now I do.
No, you don't. No,
I don't really.
That's an accomplishment.
No, if I wasn't ashamed by 20 minutes ago, then it's too late.
Yeah, because you made some jokes on this episode that were over the line.
Oh, there is line. I can't see it though. Man, those some big. Is that wax lips?
No way!
Damn, said them some big lips.
Yes. It's like it reminds me of the wax lips candy.
That's and what it looks like. Why would you do that even at a fashion show? That looks terrible.
Well, that's pretty bad. Know, we're looking at it, and it's got that eternal life now. I am permanent.
I know what that is.
Hey, Hunter.
Hey, yeah.
God dang it, my phone. AOC said she couldn't feel her legs.
What?
Don't worry about your legs. You ain't gonna need them.
New Jack just tossed him off. Oh, that was really my favorite thing from... That might have been one of my favorite things that happened on TV this entire year.
In 2020? Oh, that was so good.
He said, that yeah, whole, last year.
That whole said, episode Jack, of
I can't feel my legs. I said, you ain't gonna need them.
It almost makes you forget about what a piece of garbage he is.
Oh, no, he has a cameo now.
Of course
and,
he does.
He is drunk and or high and or both. And, oh, Cody's
that's what and to... or means. Why did you say it like
and
that?
He, like, so New Jack will cut a promo on somebody, say cut, like, he'll cut him, and then he has his son, I'm assuming it's his son.
Or he up, has a son.
With a box cutter, talking about how he's going to kill people and cut their heads off. And he's, like, maybe 8 years
old.
Or
cut their heads off.
Hey, Hunter, can you do me a big favor? I'm telling a New Jack story. Let's show some fucking respect on his name.
Why?
I can't feel
it's
my
like
freedom.
It's coming at me in stereo.
What?
Why?
Let's just call it. Let's just cancel it now. Look, they don't even need the last 19 minutes.
Well, do you want to do these lists or not? What do you want to do?
Oh, well, do you guys have a list? I mean, do you know 5 things you want
I
to accomplish?
Not. Okay, I can make it work though.
How about one thing? Just tell me one thing you want to accomplish this year. Like,
all right, Dalton, you go first.
Dalton, why do I have to go first? Kaz, go first. He's our guest.
One thing. Countdown to 2022.
He's already done. He's already done with 2021. It took 5 minutes. This has been the longest right. 8 days, I think, in history. Between
the show only started 40 minutes ago. Well,
between the Capitol Hill attack and like all the people that have died already, Tanya Roberts died twice. I'll make that joke.
True,
time.
Actually.
And then Tommy Lasorda died today, which came out like... I was big Tommy Lasorda fan, like, legitimately. So I was sad when he passed away. I don't remember her name, and I feel bad about that. What was it? You know who I'm talking about, Hunter.
No, I don't.
Damn it.
Passed away earlier today?
Yes. She was from Police Academy. Marion Ramsey.
Oh, yeah. I did see that. I was thinking, no, Lasorda, but yeah, I forgot that was today. I thought that was yesterday.
That was, am I the only person, apparently I found out today that I'm like the only person in the world other than Bob that's seen Police Academy.
I've seen Police Academy.
I have, but yeah, it's Police Academy was one of those things I saw, like in the 80s, and it's the last time I saw it.
That, one of my all-time favorite films, Police Academy.
Do you remember the Police Academy cartoon?
Yeah, because I couldn't understand how they made it. The 90s had an obsession, late 80s, early 90s. Had an obsession with turning R-rated films into kids' shows.
Sometime in the past year, the past 365 days, I became acutely aware, and I want to say it was one of those weird things where like I had a dream and suddenly this reminded me that I had Police Academy action figures when I was a kid.
I did too.
And I was like, why would I have had those? That was a movie. And then I just, it was like all this knowledge came flooding back. Oh, yeah, it was a cartoon. It was a terrible cartoon. Like most things were, but yeah, I had Police Academy. I know I for sure had Hightower. They did things. It was one of those things where like they were very cartoony and zany, so they like transformed and changed and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I had a Hightower, and I had why can't I think of Gutenberg's name? What was Gutenberg? Starts with an M.
Mahoney.
What was his character name? Mahoney. Thank you. I kept thinking Maloney for some reason. I knew that wasn't right. Yeah, Mahoney. I had him, and I distinctly remember he had like a gun accessory, but it was way too like it was extremely corny and goofy, yeah. So that it wouldn't look like an actual gun.
It wouldn't offend. Yeah. It wouldn't offend the beta cucks.
Yeah, you wouldn't even get that out there now. You wouldn't get anywhere near close to that now.
That was my favorite part of the first Police Academy movie, and it actually involved Marion Ramsey. It's the part where, I don't know if you guys remember it, but they're doing like their driver's test, and she's doing her driver's test, and she's really slow, because her character was like, she was super soft-spoken, and so you pushed her way too far, and then she like, you know, got really loud. But, so she's doing the driver's test, and she's doing okay, but then at the very end, she accidentally runs over one of the white cops' foot, and he ends up calling her a racial slur. And everyone there stops. It goes silent, and they all look at Hightower. And Hightower walks down to that car, and he fucking flips the entire car over. And that was just one of my absolute favorite moments of that. Jesus Christ, there's no God.
It's plant God.
Oh. It's what?
Plant God. It's very obviously Jesus' face.
Is that like base God?
That's actually, here's the description of that picture. Get out of my car.
Get out of my car. We should have, all right. So the next cold open, Cody needs to just do that part. Cause that's just, that just sounds like Cody when he's angry.
We do need to still get him to do, is it Blue Star? What is the dog food? Blue Star dog food?
Something like that. Basically anything with Seth Rogen, because Cody is Seth Rogen.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would work. That'd be good.
We certainly won't have Kaz on it, though, because I'm pretty sure this is the last time he agrees.
I don't think Kaz is still here. I think he checked out.
He bailed out.
No, I'm here. I'm spectating.
Wow. Man.
Kaz, that looks like a cum-guzzling cock vacuum.
No. That was from
that's from 20 years ago.
Oh man.
No, stop doing that one.
Well,
oh,
things happen.
Oof.
I think I met that in college.
You what?
I think I met that in college.
The cocksucking vacuum or?
No, that very long underarm hair.
No, both is what I was actually getting at.
I said what, Matt?
Thanks.
That just looks like that looks
hitting them with those screenshots.
That looks like one of the action figures.
That looks like Sism when he's waiting for the joke. He's waiting for the Red Ships of Spain to start.
Some say he still is. He's out there somewhere.
Some say he's still drinking straight Kahlua.
I also need to do a show with SZM.
What's that?
That's true. We do need to get him back on here so you two can be on there together.
Because I love that man after one show.
Sweet. I could take the night off.
Nope. Got to be here.
It'd be Dalton, SZM, and Kaz going at it.
Oh, God. You really want me leading a show? Remember the last time that happened? I quit podcast for a month.
Ah, my head hurt.
Might be all right. This show out here like gets a lot of ratings, and it's just about us watching things they can't see.
I don't get it either, but I think this is the one time a podcast you can actually say, well, I feel like I'm in the room with them.
Now, Hunter, it says, do you not have a sign that says Mama die, die, die?
No, that's German.
Nutrition.
It says the.
So, you guys know I like to watch the scary videos, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, so Newt's I watched
top five. No, that's Chills. I always mess that up.
I did watch a Chills last night, and it was not really ghosts. It was just scary things that happened, and the shit seemed so fake. Like it all looked like they were like little self-shot horror films. So there's one he was talking about. And I'm not going to say her name. I'm not going to say her name out of respect for the family, and you'll see why in a second. But there was a story about a girl who walked into a freezer and died after a party. And I'm like, and they showed like footage from the hallway, and I thought that can't be real. This is on Chills. Nothing this motherfucker says is real. So I ended up looking the girl's name up, and then all I got were like crime scene photos of her dead face in the freezer, and I instantly regretted it. Yeah, that was a mistake. Yikes. So chilled the shit out of me.
I showed Sarah the she had never seen what's her name?
Elisa Lamb.
Elisa Lamb. I knew it started with an E. Elisa Lamb video. So we watched that the other day, and yeah, it was bizarre watching someone's, especially hers, because I know her face so well, facial expression just slowly but surely go, oh, this is getting progressively worse, isn't it? You can see the just, it's unsettling. You know how poorly it's going the longer it goes, and it just never resolved. And then, of course, at the end, I got to tell her, yeah, they found her in the water tank on the roof, and they found out because the water in the rooms was running black.
Well, it's getting real creepy. It's getting real bad in the chat, yeah.
That's why Dalton stopped talking. He's not looking.
Oh, yeah, Dalton, by the way, Kaz, Dalton is a straight-up pussy. He can't handle anything scary, so.
Nope.
Oh, is so, that, not, okay, fair enough.
That's I don't a, fuck
that's
with scary.
A challenge.
Why is that, why the fuck is scary an emotion people like to recreate?
Dalton, I dare you to look at that. I bet you
that is such a cute picture. Oh my God. That's what I want America to be. Just love. That's all that is.
Dalton, do you ride roller coasters?
I haven't in like 10 years.
But
that's
you
me,
can
Cass.
But you
can, that's pretty accurate me.
You can ride a roller coaster though, right?
Yeah.
I can't. So you talk about why do people like to be scared and watch scary stuff? Scary stuff doesn't bother me. I love it. I can't understand why people would want to strap themselves into a little fucking box and go up and down through loops.
Oh, I'm deathly afraid of heights.
Okay, good.
No, think about that for a second. How much shit have you seen me jump off of?
Yeah, and every time you do it, I feel real bad. I get real scared.
Oh, yeah, me too. Every time. That's why I jump so fast.
Wait,
I can get to the
you
ground
don't
quicker.
Ride roller coasters? Oh,
no.
Wait, I knew this. Never mind. I was going to say, you go to Six Flags, like, basically every year. But I remember that. You don't ride the roller coaster.
I don't ride the scare. Well, I ride the minecart. That is the only...
Okay, fair enough. I was about to say, what the fuck you do at Six Flags? Like, Disney World, I'd be like, no, you get a pass.
So,
there's other stuff to do.
Yeah. I haven't been to Six Flags in forever. I'm honestly trying to remember if Allie and I ever went to Six Flags. I think we did, but I'm almost positive in the entire times I was going to Six Flags with Lindsay. Because I remember me and Lindsay and like Jesse and Stephanie going one year and Krista and Teddy Ross of all people. And then there was another year.
Teddy. I love Teddy.
Bob and Katie went with us. So every year we go, it's always the same thing. I'll ride the minecart. I will ride the Ferris wheel. And then, like, the water park, and that's it. Lindsay's dumbass will get in the fucking, it's basically you're just in a harness, and they take your ass up 9,000 stories.
Oh, the dragon wing.
And just drop you. Yeah.
Yeah, they drop you in flight. I'll tell you, I've never done that, and I have no desire to do that, but I guess I could do that if I had to. I do like roller coasters, though, and I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I've told this story on the show. I was also not a roller coaster person until... I don't know what year it was. It was before Sarah and I got married, but we went to Six Flags, and I realized this would be really fun to not tell her, so I had convinced myself, all right, I'm doing this stuff. I'm going to do it. Like, I was definitely in my 20s, early 20s, but in my 20s. And so we go to Six Flags. We're in line for the Batman. They get us in the thing. They strap us in the deal. And as we're going up the hill, I was like, by the way, this is the first time I've ever ridden a roller coaster. And she goes, what? And I was like, yeah, no, seriously, I've never ridden a roller coaster. So it was kind of neat, though. She got to experience me there for the first time, and I actually ended up really liking it. So now anytime we go to theme parks, that's what we seek out. Although, to the point that the last time that we went to Six Flags, which has been years ago now, we went on her sister's birthday because it's very close to Halloween, so we went for Fright Fest. Mm-hmm. So we're there at night, and we get on the boss, the wooden one that's like real, it's newer,
yeah.
It's newer than the Screaming Eagle, but kind of rickety.
Yeah, because it's wood.
And we're at the very top. We've ridden the boss before together, but it's night, you can barely see, and we're about to go over the ribs, and Sarah looks at me and goes, I don't want to do this. This is bad. I don't want to do this. And I literally, as I felt my voice like run away from me as I went, too late. And we just, The only one I have not done yet, though, is the Mr. Freeze. That bad boy moves too fast for me.
I watched Lindsay do that one, and no.
I liked that one as a teen.
Well, when we went to Disney, we did really the only roller coaster at Disney, the only like real serious intense one is the Aerosmith one in Hollywood Studios.
Universal. No,
it's Hulk not. That's a Disney.
One. Is it?
But that's Universal. The Hulk's at Universal.
Oh, my bad. That's true.
I always think of them as the same.
We did go to Universal, but we were only there one day, and we spent most of our time in the Harry Potter deal, the Wizarding World thing.
Fair enough. My
bad. The Aerosmith one is at the Hollywood Studios, and she told me afterward that one is similar to the Mr. Freeze in the speed because they launch at the same speed. It's just Mr. Freeze has a lot more like verticality to it. You're going way farther up. So we have not been back to Six Flags since, but I told her the next time we go, I will actually finally do the Mr. Freeze. The only one I won't do, because I did it one time when I was younger. This is the closest thing I ever got to being, I guess, on a roller coaster was the Ninja, because that bad boy leaves you.
Oh,
bruises.
F that.
That
yeah.
thing sucks.
All roller coasters suck.
No. I said it.
Lindsay, we went to, you ever heard of a place called Kennywood?
Nope.
It's
I think that guy was in Fleetwood Mac, wasn't he?
It's out in Pennsylvania, and it's very much like Six Flags. I guess it's just like I don't know if it's Pennsylvania.
No, it's
only
not,
because
I know what Six Flags is.
Okay. Anyway. So we go there. She, me and her and a couple of her friends and her brother, we all go there, and we're waiting in line. She's like, she wants to ride a roller coaster, and I don't like things like that, but I wanted to make her happy, so I said I would ride one. And she chose, I don't know the name of it, but it was a wooden coaster. My first ever roller coaster was a wooden coaster. And we're waiting in line. So while we're waiting in line, they have this thing. I don't know the name of it, but basically you just lay down in a harness and then you're about 900 feet up and they just swing you over the entire park back and forth. It was terrifying.
That sounds like a dragon.
That sounds awesome.
It looked terrifying. There's actually video of it, I think, on my Facebook or something. Somewhere I posted it. But yeah, so I'm sitting there waiting in line and there are people just flying literally above me screaming. And I'm like, this is absolutely terrifying. So we get on the roller coaster and just going up, it was scary because, as you know, a wooden coaster is so shaky and shit. And yeah. I was getting terrified. And it was that same moment, even though it wasn't nearly as high as what Hunter went through, but it was that moment when I got to the top and I saw that now we have to go down. I looked at Lindsay and I was like, I don't want to do this. I regret being with you. And then we just to hell and she's woo. And I'm literally gripping it for dear life. And my big ass is worried I'm going to fall out. I'm not going to fall out. I'm lucky I strapped in. So I don't know what I'm afraid of, but like it was the most terrifying thing. And I swore I'd never ride another roller coaster. She did get me on the minecart and I do enjoy it, but fuck all other roller coasters.
If you think all that stuff is bad. So when we went to Disney the first time, which again, we're going later this year, and I'll come back around to the end of that part of the story. When we went for the first time back in 2011, she had been before. I had never been to Disney. So we not only did all the, you know, the basic stuff, we did the Tower of Terror too. The Twilight Zone deal where they, it's the open air elevator. They open the door and then they just drop you and move you all around. And she told me outright, all right, we're doing this because you need to experience this. I don't want to do this again. I did this when I was a kid. I hated it then. I feel like I'm going to hate it now. And she was correct. Because I loved it. I thought it was great, but she was freaking out to the point that I've already told her when we go back, you realize you have to go do that again, right? Like, we're going to do that again. And every time I just get the, which means yes, but like, I'm only going to enjoy it in the moment. But
she hit you with the Tanner.
By the way, I found the show picture for tonight. This is your face all show.
Oh, it's Pepsi. It's Pepsi. Pepsi peeps.
Help me.
My journalism integrity. All right.
It's either
right
that
out the
or
fucking
it's,
door.
You could also.
Oh no, I'm good with this one. This. Well, didn't we have a rule that we were gonna put horses on every single one of them now in one way or another?
Just instead of the little cat picture, put a horse in there.
No, I'm too lazy. This week's fine.
Just
all right.
Just literally take a little tiny image of tiny horse and just put him down in the corner there.
I think it's going to do it for us. I want to get off here and go play some Call of Duty. I need to release.
Wait a minute. What's our time?
58 minutes and 49
seconds. Nope,
we got
to do a minute and 10 seconds still.
All right. That's the show over tonight, guys. We'll,
There's a horse.
Just bailing. Well, Dalton, you forget, though, with the.
Oh,
I guess there is no music. So, good point.
Yeah. It's the opening.
Well,
it's Bill Brasky.
No.
All right.
Yeah.
No, we just did Bill Brasky.
You do one before, I guess.
Then we're going to all sit here quietly until 60 minutes, starting now.
What is happening?
Yeah.
Wait. What are you going to play at the very end? What time is it right now?
No. We're just going to be quiet.
You have 40 seconds.
We're just going to be quiet.
I think you should slowly fade some music in and then back out at the end of this.
Sounds good. Let's start it right now.
I can't do it on Call of Duty.
Wait, what do you mean? Yeah, what do you mean fade in and fade out?
Like, you would do a song, like, as we are talking here and it fades out, like, you fade the song in slowly and then fade it back.
Wait, why the fuck can't you do it on my cue?
You'd be doing it right now.
I would be doing it. Well, seconds. No, we could do that. Yeah, so basically, yeah. I'll just put some music in here and it'll fade in for the last couple of seconds, and then once we hit, like, 60 minutes exactly... Yeah, yeah, then
it'll be gone.
Never mind. We're at 60 minutes now. So that's, I guess we don't have to. Okay, guys, that's going to be all it right. for us tonight. That's the end of the show. Fuck Dalton. Thanks for coming back. We'll see you guys on Monday for an all new Nerd Up. Dalton, you do a Nerd Up? Okay, well, Dalton, tell me, did you do Nerd Up? You doing Nerd Up? No, will you be doing Nerd Up, you fucking idiot? Okay, thank you. He has said yes. He's going to be doing it. I'm sorry I lost my temper, everybody. We'll see you next week on Pod Solo 1985. Thank you to Kaz and to Hunter and to Dalton for coming back and doing the show tonight. Hunter, take us out.
Bill Brasky says later.